And our gospel, of course, is from the 10th chapter of Luke. And as I mentioned earlier, this is a talk about mission as Jesus presents it to his disciples, and in doing that, presents to each of us. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves, so carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person, but if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking, whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near.' Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name, even the demons submit to us." But Jesus said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." It's the gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, you know, like you, I am here this morning because I was sent. Christian life is never of our own devising. You know, I mean, you have to be summoned to this faith. I don't think very many of you just woke up one morning and put on your slippers, grabbed a cup of coffee and said, "Well, today I'm going to be a Christian." We're summoned to this faith. Being disciples of Jesus Christ was God's idea long before it was ours. You know, in some way or another, you're here this morning because God found a way to find you and then to call you to this life. That's a little hard to accept, I think. And in fact, when you think about it, you know, being Christian is weirdly kind of un-American. I mean, we are a people who have been deeply indoctrinated into this godless technology or ideology that our lives are our own possessions to do whatever we please, that our lives are the sum of our astute choices, and that the life I'm living is my own. But I can tell you personally, there are few things more exciting than to have your life commandeered by Jesus, propelling you out of yourself and into ministry. Now, I suspect that as soon as you hear the word ministry, carries connotations with it, you think automatically that unless you are sent to seminary school to be a pastor, that you haven't really been called. Well, I wouldn't give that a second thought, not even for a second, because that just isn't true. And I'll give you an example. This is a great one that I like to share everywhere, every chance I get. When we take our trips to Tanzania, my wife and I would always take groups of people with us. And we'd have meetings a year or two, starting a year ahead of time, start talking about what it was all about. And we would always call these individuals that are in the groups, we'd call them missionaries. Oh, but you could just tell by looking at their eyes, that's not exactly what they were thinking of themselves. It just, the term went right over their heads. They just ignored it. I mean, after all, I'm sure this is what they're figuring. I mean, they're not going over there to live in a grass hut for 6 months and eat grasshoppers and fight off erotic diseases and stuff like that. You know, things real missionaries do. So even those who make a difficult trip like that, with all its sacrifices, they miss this concept of being sent. They fail to appreciate that instead of going to some plush resort somewhere in Mexico or Jamaica, or maybe a cruise somewhere for a vacation, they instead find themselves being pulled to this strange place, all in the name of Christ. They don't take the time to realize, I mean, if they really realize the thousands of dollars they're spending, they're taking precious 3 weeks of precious vacation time, because the majority of these individuals are working, and they're doing this to go to a third world country where you don't know the language and you don't have a clue about the custom, where you are the minority, where you have to squat over this little hole in order to go to the bathroom, and you sleep on 2 inches of foam with no lights, no water, no medicine, no heat, and no good food. Why on earth would anyone want to do that? Might they have been sent to do God's work? Remember, the Latin word for sent is mission. But it doesn't have to be Africa. I mean, great place to visit, great place to serve. Doesn't have to be. I know our kids, they would never dream of such a thing. If they were to put together their bucket list today, I don't even know that it would make the bottom of the list, a personal trip to Africa. But it doesn't mean that they don't care for those people, you know, that it isn't embedded in their hearts that they need to do something for them. It's just that the trip is not there. I mean, it doesn't mean that they haven't been called and sent to do something else somewhere else. So Jesus likes to think in more broad terms. Stretch this out a little bit, especially when he starts talking about mission. Today we read about Jesus sending these 70 disciples ahead of him, not to some erotic overseas, you know, Italian Riviera type resorts, but to the very villages that Jesus himself is planning on visiting himself. He was sending his missionaries to the very people in these towns that are nearby, people who have not heard about God's kingdom as yet. These missionaries were to take nothing with them, only the offering of peace. So, what does Jesus do? What any good planner does, he gets them together and he starts telling them about what to expect, the things that are going to happen. And the first thing he does is he starts warning them, telling them that this isn't going to be a vacation of any kind, that it will be like sending lambs into the midst of wolves. There's going to be danger, and you will offer many of those that you see God's peace, and they're going to look you in the eye and they'll refuse you. Plain and simple. But does that denial mean that your mission is over? That you just turn around and walk? Nope. Jesus then says, if you're not welcome, leave that place and go to the next place. So, if being a missionary can be as subtle as just offering peace to another, well, think about this last week, if you could. How have you been called and sent just this last week? So, remember now, we're talking about a subtle offering of peace. Was your presence an unexpected gift to someone? you know, was there a phone call that you made or a kind gesture you extended? Maybe a willingness to be a little less rigid in a decision or some confrontation in the family. Maybe some moment in peace that you offered up in a little conflict. Well, let's say you do recall something like this. And then, let's say that you probably felt that such a gift that you offered wasn't all that well received. Did you find yourself just slamming your feet down and just walking away like, okay, I'm never going to do that again. I mean, these people are absolutely nuts. I got nothing to do with it. I'm washing my hands of it. Or did you find yourself, if you offered peace to somebody, say, oh, I'm never going to offer anybody any peace anymore. That's just lousy. No. Now, I know this is a feeling that we have all had. We've all been denied something in our lives. We've been turned down, and sometimes it hurts. But you don't shut everybody down because of it. I mean, there are so many ways to be called and sent by God. We like to see so much of it as just living. You know, we incorporate it as part of our everyday life. But remember, the Christian life is never of our own devising. We must be summoned to this faith. And that means being disciples of Jesus Christ was God's idea long before it was ours. God thinks absolutely nothing of commandeering ordinary people like you and me and giving us some outrageous assignment, something that we think we can't possibly do. Oh, and God thinks nothing of commandeering ordinary folk just like you and me and giving us the simplest things to do, things that we could easily just kind of dismiss as just a part of daily life. But regardless, it also means that we could be met with all kinds of denial. Yet this is precisely how God gets the world that God wants, by calling the ones that he needs and sending them out when he needs them, out to do some of the simplest things in a dangerous world, out to do things against the flow, maybe even out to do things that make absolutely no sense to you or anyone else. But in all of this mission discussion, and what it means to be sent, you've got to keep one thing in mind, always. And that is that when you're sent on God's mission, it is also with a promise. And it's a promise that in the call to do God's work, whether it's simple or hard or misunderstood, or if it's just plain mysterious to you, you're going to do it. You're going to do it with the confidence that God's peace is with you, regardless of how the mission goes. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we miss much of the message that you have for us, and we miss so much of our meaning to your kingdom. So, Father, help us to see that in our Christian lives, we are called to every purpose. We're called to every need, just as you want. So, Lord, prepare us, open our hearts, and point the way. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen.